It's time for another sports presentation right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
We're back here at Crestview in the Knights Invitational. A lot of really good teams here today and some outstanding matches. We played the first match, one of the first matches of the day here. There was one in this gym and one in the other gym. Both started at 9, and both the it was a little sloppy. Both teams were given points to the other team, and we ended up losing in 2. Played okay, but we've definitely played better. We were playing Ottawa Glandorf, which is a very, very good team, good program for years upon years. So now we're going to be playing Norwalk St. Paul. They lost to Salina in the game, in the match after hours. And they're a very good team. It looks like every team in here is very high caliber play. So we'll be playing Norwalk St. Paul. If we win, we will play. There will be a match in between, and we'll play again here. If we lose, we'll play the match right after this one. So we'll see how it goes. And we won't, fortunately for us, but not necessarily for our Indians, that we won't have to be switching from gym to gym to follow the matches. So our matches will be played in this gym. Next week, have volleyball at Minster in an MAC matchup. And we'll simulcast Rob Weaver's WPGW simulcast. And there, as far as we can tell, there isn't NFHS video at Minster, at least not in their gym. On Friday, our football will be hosting Parkway, and that'll be homecoming. And, of course, we'll have the Fort Curry Radio broadcast team doing that, and it'll be connected with NFHS video. And then on Saturday, volleyball will host Fort Loramie, and that'll be a WPGW simulcast. So we're fairly close to getting the game started here against St. Paul. We'll take a little break here, and we'll be back in just a little bit.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms, to factories, to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
We're back here. This match is getting ready to start here pretty shortly. Hoping that Diana, I'm pretty sure she's talking volleyball with somebody out in the hall and doesn't know that this match is getting ready to start, but she'll be back here in a little bit. Otherwise, we'll just kind of try to keep track of what's going on, not nearly as well as Diana does, but I can at least look at the scoreboard and tell you who's winning. So looks like they're getting ready to go. They do the current greeting, which is standing in lines at opposite ends of the court and just doing the friendly wave. So trying to see who's gonna start for first, or who's gonna serve first here, but we'll find that out here pretty shortly. They're doing some lineup checking in. I'll get that done. They have that for Norwalk. Now they're getting ready to get that lined up for our Indians and getting people kind of sorted out there. So from what I can see here, I believe Norwalk lost to Salina. Yeah, they lost to Salina in the match after hours. We are going to serve first, and that'll be Grace Guggenbiller. Serve, receive, and a set, and a tip over to the Indians. And Hope, or Faith, excuse me, sets a nice set for Whitley, slams it down on the other side. Indians lead 1-0, and Grace will serve again. like to see us get out to a really nice start here. Usually we do very well when we get off to a good start. So serve receive. They're struggling a little bit. Faith again. Another beautiful set for Whitley and just pounds it down again. That's two beautiful sets from Faith to Whitley in the middle of the court. Grace with a real short serve, a set and a slam blocked by Teagan and maybe Whitley, and down on the other side. Indians lead 3-0. Nice start here for our Lady Indians. And Grace Guggenbiller will go back to serve one more time. And that one is a long receive, almost to the net. They tipped it up and can't get it over. They got it over. I was thinking it went on their side, but it got down on our side. So it's 3-1, and Norwalk will serve. And decent receive there. Whitley gets it up to Mara, gets it across. A slam just does it for Norwalk. She went to swing and just kind of missed it. So that was number 13, Presley Stang. And now Teagan Fortkamp will serve for our Indians, leading 4-1. Teagan with a nice set, good receive. They're struggling a little bit. Free ball over. Aubrey and gets it over to Norwalk. They get it back to Indians on the first hit, and it'll be Marissa and a set for Norwalk. They get it over, and it was an Indian in or under the net. So it is 4-2, and Presley Stang will serve again. 4-2, Indians leading. And Aubrey and to Teagan tips it over. And down on the Indian side, so it's now 4-3, and Stang will serve again. Welcome back. Oops, I got you on the wrong one.
Okay.
Sorry,
I got caught talking to somebody.
And that's what
I
said.
I got the email or the text, and I'm like, hurry up, we're playing.
Oh, somebody texted you?
Yeah. I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Missed it.
I told them before, if nothing else, I can at least tell them what the score is.
Yeah, yeah. So Mara, serve receive out to Lily. Lily's going to, oh, she got a touch on it, so. And right over the top of the libero's head, Aubrey just missed a little swing and miss.
So they've scored five straight. We scored the first four. They scored the next five. And Stang will serve again. We need to break this serve, get the momentum back. We had the momentum. They shifted it, and they've come up with it pretty good.
Yeah, that's what we needed, a missed serve right here.
Right into the net.
So we got Bubby 7 in for Amara. 5-5. Indians are tied with this little Flyer team. I watched them play earlier. They are scrappy and fast.
Ooh.
Nice serve by Bub. A little good, nice dig by Teagan. Slide out to Whitley for the kill.
All right.
Nice job, Aubrey. Great read by Aubrey to get that ball out to the slide, the right side.
So. Yep. She was over there, got it to their blockers, and it went down on their side.
Yep. Buppy serving. Back set. Nice dig by Aubrey. And Lily, Arissa, gets a nice hit, and they make a good play out of it. Teagan with a dig. Audra to Whitley, and she gets a good kill.
Just tips
just
it
right
into
over the top, right over the top.
Campfire, yep. I think you
called
that.
Yeah, that's what they call those, campfires.
Everybody's kind of standing around.
Yeah, a little tricky because, they have to, she had to come up over the, across her body, and that's a hard thing to do. So, good job by the Indians.
Audra. Indians up two.
Yep. Nice rifle serve. An outside hit, and she hits a nice dig by Bupp to Teagan. Outside hit to Marissa, and there she gets a nice kill. Nice.
That was a good hit by Marissa.
Yep, it was.
Leans up 3-5.
Need her to keep reaching like that. Yep, up 8-5. Oh, and she cranks one. Boy, if we can just keep a consistent server, yeah. It's like we can...
5 feet out of bounds.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, it's not even close. If we could just make it close, you know, that would be ideal. Back to serve. Out. Yes. And they serve it out of bounds.
That was Josie Skin. We gave them a point. They gave us one. That's 9-6. And Aubrey.
Aubrey back to serve.
Just barely out of bounds. She hasn't served much this year. Last year, that was her thing. She came in to serve. This year, she hasn't served a bunch. So it'll be Sarah Matlack serving
good
for
Good serve
Norval.
Receive for Bupp. Marissa with a nice hit. And a kill by number 6 for them.
That's Megan Leibold.
Megan Leibold.
9-8. And they'll be serving to us. Matlack serving again. Matlack. Excuse me, Matlack.
Serve receive Marissa. We have to kind of free ball. Marissa's going to hit it now. She's going to hit it right into the net. Yeah. Just need a better serve receive ball.
Tied at 9. Need to break the serve again.
Yep. Just need a better serve receive ball. Back to serve receive is Marissa Aubrey. And they serve it in.
Yep, and we let it go because it was going to be out, and it was not out.
Yeah, it wasn't. I don't think it was even close.
the bottom ribbon of the net is exactly on the line, so I can't see it from where I'm sitting.
Short ball. Buppy has struggles with it, and Aubrey has to down ball it. Grace Spugenbiller gets in the net. Ah. 11? Is that 11 now?
Should 11. Be 11.
Yep, 11. Opinions down 11-9.
There we go. Finally put it up. Starting to doubt myself.
Yeah, they serve it out of bounds.
Turns way out.
Good. That's where we like it. Keep it out of bounds. Kennedy in.
So 11-10.
Kennedy's going to set now for, I'm assuming, Faith. Yep, because Tegan's in. I had to stop and look. So Kennedy's going to serve for Faith. And she gets a nice serve. They go outside to it. And they hit it way out of bounds. Good. Out of bounds.
All right.
Indians get another point.
Keep them scrambling, Kennedy.
Keep them going, Kennedy. Keep them picking. Indians tie it up, 11-11. Nice. Good. They're having to get the ball at the 10-foot line and hit it at the 10-foot line. Kennedy with a dig. Marissa just... Kennedy with a dig.
Another nice dig.
Yep, and
second.
Out to Marissa, and she tanks one. Yes. Yep.
They put one over on the second hit.
Yep.
And Kennedy was aware, dug that out, and made a play out of it.
She was right there for it. It was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Indians down a point.
Yep. A serve by Kennedy. Back set. And nice, great dig. Aubrey out to Marissa. She makes a nice, good play. Grace Guggenbiller, another dig by Kennedy. And Aubrey out to Tegan. Nice hit by Tegan for the kill. That's what we needed right there. A great kill by Tegan.
The Norwalk young lady got it, but it went very high, but backwards. Yeah. And she kind of was in the way of the person that had a slight
chance. I thought she could have got to it, but she didn't. So. Outside to the number 6, and good dig by Audra. Kennedy out to, she called the double.
Yeah. I don't ever see that.
Well, I don't know how she got, that official's been so inconsistent all day. I don't know how she knows what's what. I mean, they had 3 of those in the game before, and she didn't call them, so I don't know. Oh. I don't know what she's looking at, but whatever. 13-12. Oh, boy.
Ooh, that worked out pretty well.
Yeah.
Indians...
Dig by Aubrey to Faith to Grace. Set. Nice.
Who got that kill?
That was Grace's
Grace?
Kill.
Yeah. Okay. So Grace Guggenbiller with a nice one, a very nice set. And she was able to put that down. And Marissa's going to serve for us. We're down 2, 14-12. Let's get a run going.
Nice. Outside, and they've got to just get it over to Marissa, to Faith, to Grace.
Oh, man,
nice.
She just tipped it into that empty
Grace.
Spot in this back corner.
Yep.
That was really good.
That
Indians.
Was pretty.
Well,
pretty.
They, I think they just gave them that point. Are we guests?
I think we're home.
Oh, okay. So I've been telling people the wrong scores.
I guess we'll find out as soon as we do that. Yeah. I'm not sure. I was going to ask you earlier. So
I thought we were guests.
Marissa has a great serve. They had a weak right side hit. Marissa's going to get a dig. And then she's going to hit it out to Mara, who hits it into the net. Oh, she called the touch. So Mara gets a... And then Faith with a dig out to Tegan. To Mara. Nice hit down the line. Nice hit down the line for them.
So I was panicking a little bit because I was thinking we were getting points and we were behind. We're up 15-13.
Yep.
They have Megan Leibold back serving. Nice receive
back
by
set
Marissa.
To Grace every time. I mean, I think this play, just about every time Grace is going to get that ball.
Yep.
And she hits it way out of bounds. So 15-14. Indians are hanging on. Barely here. So receive Aubrey to Faith out to Mara. Nice.
Ooh.
Mara with the nice kill.
Just about straight down.
Yep, just about. And that girl has that capability.
Yeah.
Every now and then she drops that elbow and thinks that she wants to be shorter. And we're like, no, keep the elbow up. We want you to stay tall. So back to serve is Grace Guggenbiller. Nice. Drops it right on the line.
That girl, the defender stepped back, and it hit, and she was standing on the line,
yep.
And it hit her foot or right in front of it.
Yep, and the line judge almost missed it because the player got in her way. So. Yeah. But short one by Grace. Outside set and blocked by Whitley Rammel and Tegan.
Yep, they blocked it. It kind of hung up there.
It did.
Tipped it back down.
Timeout, Indians.
And Indians
up 18-14.
They're up 18-14, and Norwalk wants a timeout. We'll be back in just a minute.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials for only 5 1/4. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Tenderloin Basket on Thursdays, and on Friday you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand patty cheeseburger basket. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including a New York strip steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
We're back in the first set against Norwalk St. Paul Flyers. And Indians, they coming out of the Norwalk timeout. Indians lead 18-14. And I believe it'll be Grace serving again.
Yep. I believe so. So
Indians are looking pretty good right now. We have a mistake or two here and there, but we're playing much better than we did that first
right.
match.
Oh.
And she didn't even hit the net. Served it under the net.
You know, I think miss
not
serves,
exactly what you're
that bad of a miss serve, sometimes I feel like you're just really not focused.
Yeah.
I mean, you just really got to take your time and focus.
Ooh. Nice set, and Norwalk struggling to get it over.
Ooh, I don't know how that happened. That was almost injury.
Oh, yeah?
Almost injury. I might have panicked a minute there.
I missed that. I was watching the ball.
Ooh, almost panicked there.
People tangled up, did we?
Yeah.
Ooh, we don't want to.
Well, she kind of... Oh. Slid because the ball was so close to the net. She kind of slid and buckled her knee a little bit. So
is that
when that buckled knee buckles, that scares me. I think she's all right though. So Mara to Tegan to Whitley, and she gets a kill.
Yep, got it down.
Yeah,
the Norwalk girl sort of blocked it, but it went down, and she flipped it. And it went back behind her.
That little flip was an illegal hit, and but if you don't call it, it's not illegal. So,
it didn't matter because it went into the stands.
Yeah.
Indians up 4.
Buppy
serve receive,
and they got a free ball it over. That's what we like. Free ball it over to Bupp, to Tegan, to Whitley, and I don't like that play. I don't. Ugh.
Yep, just got it too close to the net. She
That's
got to
be a slide. It's got to be a slide. Every time on a free ball when Whitley's in the front row, you got to run a slide. And I don't know whose call that is, but it's got to be that.
27-17. Nice
Aubrey,
to see.
Aubrey shanks it out to Marissa, to Whitley. Outside hit for them, and Marissa misdig, gets a misdig. Oh, yeah, misdig.
Yep.
So just off the top of her hand, probably should have been left back's ball. I don't know if they were just not communicating. And he ends up 20-18. So a couple point run here by Norwalk.
It'll be Josie Skin.
So serving. Receive Aubrey. Teagan back set to Whitley Rammel. And hits it into the net.
Again.
Yep.
Just off a tad.
Yep. Timeout.
20-19.
Yep. Timeout Indians. Just take a minute.
We'll be back in just a minute. Indians lead by one, 20-19.
Hi, this is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware.
Okay, we're back. We're back. We're back. Am I back? Yes, I'm on.
Yes, 2019, you're on.
Indians. Yep. Indians are still up. Aubrey to Teagan to Whitley. Has to make her own play. Teagan outside to Marissa. And she doesn't, and we're just scrambling, scrambling. Can't get over the blockers right now.
Tied at 20.
Yep, 20-20. So right now we're just struggling to get it over the blockers. And
Josie
they don't,
Skin will
they're not tall.
Serve again.
By any means, they're not tall. We just got to get a little bit wider. Get our sets a little bit wider. Marissa Teagan out to Marissa. The nice hit to Whitley Randall. He gets, finishes it off.
Puts it down.
That's what we need. Be aggressive and finish that off.
Behind every one of their players. Nobody had a chance. So Indians up by one now with Aubrey Kanapke.
Back to serve.
Serving.
Nice.
Left-handed nice knuckleball.
Knuckleball is right. Teagan, up to Bupp. And we're going to free ball it over by Lily. We'll see what they do with it. They do nothing with it. Because Marissa and Grace.
That was a monster slam, and it got
monster
put right
eat.
Back at them.
They just ate it.
Man.
That's where we like.
22-20.
Nice job by Marissa and Grace. That was pretty to be just right where they needed to be. That was awesome. So 22-20, Indians up. Aubrey back to serve. And she serves it out of bounds.
Just up. 22-21 now. And Sarah Matlack will go back to serve again. Left-handed serve.
Yeah. Aubrey to Teagan out to Marissa, who makes it, and they make a nice play out of that.
Yeah, they say
Grace
that
is
somehow.
A free ball out to, nice. Another free ball by good dig, good help. Great dig by Audra. Just couldn't quite, got a little too close to the
Neither
net.
Neither team ever got under control on that volley.
No.
And it just happened that we kind of tried to smash one, and they tipped it back to an empty spot.
Yeah.
Tied at 22.
To Teagan out to Marissa. She can't do anything with
it. Tips it short. So it's now Flyers 23, Indians 22, and Travis is going to take another timeout.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
This is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Has your business experience changed within your operation? Or maybe the place you banked with has seen the cultural change or the loss of a long trusted officer or advisor.
Sorry,
now,
short time out, so we're back already.
Yep, they were in and out pretty quick.
Yep, so Indians down 23-22. We need to break this serve here.
To Buppy, to Teagan, to Grace, gets us a kill we needed.
All right.
Whew. That was just what we needed.
We need to get the break point.
Yep.
Or set point first.
Yep. So Kennedy comes in to serve for Lily. So she's going to run the offense here for a few points. I think, and then he subs Faith in. I'm not sure. I think I missed that. A nice serve by Kennedy. Back set. And great dig.
Nice dig, Kennedy.
Yep. To Aubrey. To Marissa, who gets a nice in-play ball. Aubrey to Kennedy. Out to Marissa. And she gets a nice ball down the line.
Chasing it down.
Yeah.
They get it back. Free ball it back.
Aubrey to Marissa. And Grace is just going to just get it over. And then Buppy back to Tegan. Tegan to Kennedy to Grace. Oh, my goodness. And a block by Grace and Tegan. Free ball. Bup. Kennedy out to Marissa. Jump. I want to say jump. Marissa. Kennedy back set. Tegan. Tip. Outside hit. Block. Nope. Marissa dig. Kennedy. Aubrey is just going to free ball it over. Middle and blocked by Tegan.
Oh, man. This is a
Grace
great
puts it deep. Oh, my goodness.
Can't tell you what's going on, but it's
I got nothing. Marissa. Kennedy back sets to
great
Tegan.
Set.
And Tegan tanks it way, way out of bounds.
Oh, man.
That was a long, long rally. Long
24,
rally.
24-23. Norwalk.
Yes, Norwalk is on game
there
point
were
here.
Saves,
so it was a good fight.
Both sides had shots that shouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
And it was just great.
Yeah. Serve. Bup. Faith. To Tegan, who just barely gets it over. And then Bup. Out to Marissa. It tanks it way out of bounds. Not even close. So Indians lose the first one, 23-25. We'll be right back.
Wayne Street Market has the best steak prices in the area, always $2, $3, $4 a pound less than everybody else. They buy in large quantities and pass that savings on to you, and there's no limit on how much you can buy at these great prices. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, flat iron steaks are $8.99 a pound, and T-bones and New York strips are only $7.99 a pound. Get some steaks and grill them up while the weather is still nice, and grab a bunch more and put them in the freezer to save for later. Great prices on great steaks at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes. Quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
We're back here at Crestview, and the Indians go down 25-23 in the first set of this match against Norwalk St. Paul. We played noticeably better than we did in the first match early today, 3 hours ago.
Yeah.
But we didn't quite get some things we needed, so... I
think we're missing somebody on the floor. I don't know who we're missing or what's going on.
Well, we don't want to spot them a player.
Yeah.
Oh, looks like
Grace over there.
I think maybe.
Wiping sweat.
I'm not real sure what's going on. We've got 6 seconds. I think we have an, I don't know if it's injury or, I'm not real sure what's going on.
She's wiping her face.
Like a bloody nose, maybe?
Hope not, but.
No.
Hard to say. So, anyway.
I think maybe she did have a bloody nose.
Yeah, might be.
Yeah. Yeah, they're looking at her, so making sure everything's okay. I think she's okay. She's sniffling. She's got, if that's what it was, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll find out.
Yep.
They're doing a little kick and heels dance. And
yep.
So they're checking the lineups. It's like everything's set to go, and it'll be number 11, Dylan Knoll, for the Norwalk St. Paul Flyers. Going to serve first.
Yep. She's a nice little setter, that's for sure. Okay, back to receive. Grace to Faith, out to Mara, and she gets blocked, and we play it. Faith just gives a little free ball to Tegan. And then they can't handle it. So we get a nice little break there. Tegan just puts the free ball barely over the net, and they don't know what to do with it. So
yep, and they
one Indians get the point. One
place where they had to scramble, and
yeah,
they
weren't sure what to do with
it. They were trying to get it where a setter could get to it, and it was on our side of the net and out of bounds.
Yeah. So great. Faith.
Got over to Faith. She tried to do the receive and
just missed the dig.
Yep, went backwards on us. 1-1.
Yep. We've got to be able to get that dig.
Presley Stang now serving.
Marissa to Faith. Back to Marissa on the back row. She hits it in the net.
Yep. Hit it short. Indians down 2-1.
Got to have that first pass. Got to keep our setter inside that 10-foot line. Marissa to Faith, out to Whitley. Just nice, nice kill by Whitley Rammel.
It was really nice.
Yeah. Defender called it out of bounds, and it wasn't close to out of bounds.
Oh, no. It hit on the end of NWC, which is at least a foot from the out of bounds line.
If not two. Yeah, back to serve is Tegan. She gets a nice serve over. Out to the middle hitter, left side. Oh, just off the blocker's hands, and we can't quite get to it, so they get a kill.
Yep, our
2-3.
Our second row was in behind where the ball was, and when we tipped it a little bit,
couldn't quite get to it.
It went sideways a little and couldn't get there.
Lefty, too. Throws you off a little bit. Marissa over the net. Short to Mara. Tegan. Oh, Lord. Lord.
A little mix-up there as to who was supposed to get that after the initial hit on our side.
Yeah, a little miscommunication.
And so we had to scramble. Did get the hand on it, but that did not help much. 4-2, Indians down by two early here in the second set.
Aubrey to Tegan to Lily. Just has to tip it over. Back row attack, short. Mara, Tegan to Whitley. Has to just roll it over. Outside attack. Marissa dig. Outside to Mara. Where did Mara just come from? Man, she does that every single time.
Holy cow. Straight down.
I think she knew she didn't have a blocker, and she said, I'm taking it. I'm going to run with it. And she did. That was a mash. Audrey Bupp serves it out of bounds.
Oh, yeah. I thought it might have gotten line, but
too many missed serves.
Yep, we're giving them points again. We can't do that.
Just get them over and in. Just over and in. Whitley to Tegan, out to Marissa. And they make a nice play.
And they're scrambling, but it's making it work for them.
Outside hit, and Lily blocks it out of bounds.
Yep, it's there we go. 6-3. Oh, man, we got to do better. Yep. Matlack.
Aubrey to Tegan to Marissa. Marissa makes a nice little play. And then Aubrey out. Yes, so Aubrey has a great dig, and the overpass hit goes out of bounds. So.
Yep, so we saved where we got it. And instead of getting to our front row, it got to their front row. They pounded it down, but out of bounds.
Yeah, so Aubrey with a serve. They set it out, and it gets blocked. Grayson Lilly.
Comes back over their blocker, or their smasher's head.
Yep, that's where we want it.
Indians down one now, 6-5, and Aubrey Konepke back to serving again.
Like to get a couple more points off of her. Nice serve by Aubrey, yep. And they go to their middle, and it goes right between Lily and Grace.
Yep,
right between them.
So it's
a nice play. Didn't quite get her closed.
They need hands that are about 2 feet wide.
Yep. It'd be nice, wouldn't it? Big, huge hands. We just need to get the ball touched. Just touch it.
Yep. Give that second row a chance to.
Yeah. Serve receive Marissa, Aubrey, and Audra. Short to Audra. And Tegan has to run and get it. And out to Grace, who takes it way out of bounds.
8-5.
Not her strongest
Flyers.
Hit. I'm not sure why Marissa doesn't hit the four ball here. Is she in the front row? I'm trying to think. Or maybe that's Tegan in the front row. No. Oh. Serve receive error on Bupp. So Indians down 5-9.
We need to break this serve, get our momentum going here.
Yep. Out. That one's. Oh, she called that in.
I thought that was out.
I did too. So
she
timeout.
She was closer than I am.
Indians down 5-10. Timeout.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Are you planning for an upcoming surgery, preparing for a discharge from the hospital, or currently aging at home? Kopp Pharmacy can help you live your life in your home with our new home safety program. Our certified aging-in-place specialist can provide a needs assessment, and we install ramps, grab bars, bathroom stability aids, and more. So to learn more, visit www.kopppharmacy.com/home safety. Kopp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
We're back here at Crestview. Indians down 10-5. I think we have let them have five out of the last six or six out of the last 7 points.
A couple service aces. I'm struggling with the service seat again.
Yep. Brooke Houck serving.
Bup to Tegan, out to Marissa. She makes a nice, easy play. Another one. And Bup to Tegan, out to Marissa. And she gets a nice hit. Nice kill that time.
Yep.
Good. That's what we needed.
The Flyer couldn't quite handle it.
Yep.
She got her hand on it, but it didn't get more than an inch or two above her head. So the other girls didn't have a chance to come get it. So
16.
Kennedy will serve for us.
Nice. They tip it to Aubrey, to Kennedy, out to Marissa. Nice.
Okay. I'm scrambling.
Grace is going to get the dig to Kennedy. Back set to Tegan. Nice hit by Tegan. And a short set. And Bupp gets the dig to Kennedy. Out to Marissa. Bupp. Kennedy. Tegan. Outside back row. And Grace. Grace got a touch. Tegan almost got the dig.
Yep. Just
almost.
Too close to the net.
Yep.
Just couldn't quite get there.
Yep. Just short of the net. So Kennedy subs out, and Faith is going to come back in and run the offense here. So Indians down 6-11. Back to serve. Bup to Faith. Back to Grace. Who can't. Oh, she gets a touch. Marissa with a down ball. And then, by Tegan. Block by Tegan,
big
all by herself over there.
A big hit, but right into her hands, and she had her hands where she wanted them, exactly where she wanted them.
Yeah, we got a little break there. We hit the ball into the net, I thought. But she called a touch off the block, so we'll take it. So back to serve is Marissa. Front row, we got Tegan, Grace, and Ma. Nice serve by Marissa, and they handle it pretty easy. Goes to the middle, and she tips it, and Grace and Tegan block it. They
said,
nope.
I didn't think she hit it even an inch, but it went over
the net.
Went down in there.
8-11.
Yep. Within three now. Let's keep it going.
Marissa, short serve, easily handled. Out to the outside hitter. Aubrey to Faith, who has to just barely get it over. She just can't quite get to the net fast enough to to make a play out of it. And it's a beautiful dig, beautiful dig. Yep. Just struggled to get to the net to make a play out of that. So,
yep.
But good job on Grace's part to be there to make
Dylan Knoll
contact.
Back to Servin.
Aubrey to Faith, back to Grace. It's a nice hit. Just an easy playable. Right side hit. Aubrey with a great dig. Mara hits it into the net.
Yep. Just didn't quite get enough of it.
Yeah, it's all inconsistencies at the net.
13-8. We need to get the control of this again.
Yep.
It's starting to get late.
Great dig by Marissa. Free ball's over. Oh, they can't handle the free ball. Yay. But the outside hit goes to Marissa. And it was too close to the net. Got Faith in the net.
Mm. 14-8. Down 6. We need to get this stopped.
Marissa to Faith to Tegan. Outside hit. Inbounds. No defense. None at all.
Yep.
Nobody wanted that dig. Timeout. Indians 8:15.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you want to mow faster and ride smoother, you need a Ferris zero-turn mower. Only Ferris mowers have patented independent suspension technology that smooths out uneven turf. You'll be able to mow faster and longer with less fatigue. Whether you're a professional cutter or just want to mow like one, Ferris mowers get more done in less time. So visit K&L Tractor today and test drive the most comfortable riding zero-turn in the industry, Ferris. Experience suspension.
Need a better job where the benefits are great? A family-friendly company with competitive pay, where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Make your own schedule. We're now offering flexible schedule part-time positions. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Okay, we're back here. Indians down 8:15. We need a little spark to get us going here.
Yep.
Something, a little leadership out there. Grace, her receive error on Grace. Just got to her a little bit quicker than she was ready for.
They have outscored us 11-3 since we were tied at 5.
Yep.
They have controlled everything here. We need to get this turned around.
Short serve, Aubrey. Good hustle, but Indians can't handle it. 8:17.
They have us scrambling on those serves, and we can't get the ball under control. Mm.
Serve receive, Aubrey, Faith to Grace, and she hits it into the antenna.
Antenna, yes. That got the serve receive went a little too far to our right, and then.
No, it was actually perfect. It was perfect serve receive.
It just seemed like it was too far over there.
No, those are perfect.
And the set was definitely too far to the right.
Yeah, it's self-destruction out there at this point. 8:19. It's like we can't quite get a groove going. Mara to Faith, out to Tegan. She just has to roll shot it over, and they're going to make a outside attack and hit it way out of bounds. And oh my goodness, she called a big touch.
Ooh, I didn't see a touch.
So 8-20 now.
Oh.
8-20. Mm. Oops, that was Tegan's hit. Back into serve, serve receive. We got Whitley to Faith, out to Mara. Mara's a nice hit. Just keeping it in play at this point. And then Faith gets a dig and nobody there to help. Faith gets a good dig, but the ball gets let go.
We did a campfire on ourselves.
Yep.
Everybody was standing around looking at it.
Yep. 8-21.
Huh.
Mara to Faith. Tomorrow, nice hit, but they make a nice, easy play out of it. And nobody there on defense.
Wow.
Yeah, 22. 8-22. Schnack to serve, and Aubrey's back in for Whitley. Serve receive, we got Marissa, Aubrey, and Mara. Mara to Faith, to Grace, who has to just tip it over. To Tegan, to Faith, to Grace, who just gets her kill by tipping it. So Indians get a kill.
We finally got a point.
9-22. We got a long way to go here. Long way to go, Neil.
Yep.
Grace back to serve. And she serves a nice hit, and they or a nice serve, and they go out to the lefty who gets a kill.
Went up for the
23,
block.
9-23.
Get it back across.
Yeah, just off the hands of I think Whitley.
Yeah, a couple of them there.
Yeah, short serve and made good. Indians get that point, so 10-23. And we got Tegan going back to serve, and Lily Luthel comes in the front row for Faith. So Tegan gets a nice serve, and they go out to their outside hitter. And a good dig by, not good dig by Marissa.
Yeah. That,
goes out of play.
Yeah.
Can't quite play it.
Not any chance. So this will be match point.
Match point. 10-24. And they miss a serve, so 11-24. And Buppy's going to come in and serve for Mara.
Well, they had somebody that I think they got 8 points in a row, maybe.
Yeah.
A little bit ago. So
yeah, so why can't we, right?
Get us a little run and get momentum shifted.
Yep, so
still
Bup,
a shot.
Good block by Whitley and Lily, and they got to free ball it over. And Aubrey, oh my goodness. Whitley has to just lob it over, and then we get a block. Can't quite handle the free ball there. If we could handle that free ball, we could run our offense, but we're really just struggling with the free ball at this point too. So Audra back to serve, 12-24. And they make a nice serve receive, goes out to their outside hitter, and we can't get the dig. So Indians go down 12-25, and they lose to New Rock St. Paul.
Yep.
So I believe we play right away.
We'll play right away. We'll just
hang out here and take a little break
here, and we'll come back in a minute.
Okay.
It's time to eat, and you don't have time to make supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. Everybody can get what they want, whether it's their great sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, or their awesome pizza. Just call them and they'll get it ready for you, then just drive through and pick it up. And it's time to start thinking about reserving lanes for a holiday get-together or birthday party. And don't forget their awesome pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. They open at 3 Monday through Thursday and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Be sure to put their number in your phone so you can call them with one touch. 375-4274. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Okay, we're back here. Indians just lose another one to New Rock St. Paul. Pretty good, scrappy team. I thought we started out really great, and then, I don't know, just kind of...
Got the blues.
Yeah, got the blues.
Something.
Lost the second one 12-25.
And they had that run of about 8 or 10 points or something. We were tied at 5, and all of a sudden it was 18-8.
Yep.
And we had some chances in there to get points, and we just didn't.
Yeah,
some of it was they were digging some great hits, but some of it was we just didn't.
Yeah.
Do what we needed to do.
Yep.
So, do you have any stats we want to share?
Nothing too exciting. Aubrey had 9 digs that game. Kennedy actually came in and had 6, and all she did was serve.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rissa had 7. Mm-hmm. Kill-wise, Whitley and Grace led with 5 each, and Rissa had 3. So.
All righty. So we'll take a little break here.
today's special sports coverage right here on Fortin Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sports cast and the sports department of Fortin Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortinRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.